Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Lockdowns, economic chaos, thousands dying. COVID-19 has changed us all forever. Agendas are flying as the press and politicians maneuver for advantage. The ultimate question, what is God saying to us through a deadly pandemic? It's time to open our hearts and minds and find out. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. At a crucial point in our history, here now is Pastor Lutzer.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I want to welcome you to a very special time here on Running to Win today and for the next several sessions. I've written a new book entitled Pandemics, Plagues, and Natural Disasters. And I believe very deeply that this book is going to increase people's faith, help us to understand the scriptures, God's relationship to what's happening in our culture, what's happened in the past, so that our faith will be strengthened. Now, joining me in the studio today is Larry McCarthy. I need to say that Larry's parents were among the first to join, that is to say, the first African Americans to join the Moody Church many years ago. And Larry, I'm sure that they never dreamed that someday their son would be on the pastoral staff, and you've been such a blessing, and we're so glad that you are on board. Now, you have read this book, so our intention here is to discuss it, to find out whether or not God is directly involved in these things, how we can trust Him in the midst of it. So, Larry, welcome to the program.
Well, Pastor, it's always a pleasure to see you, and thank you so much for having me. My friend, it seems that I just recently read The Church in Babylon, which I'm still trying to digest many of the teachings and some of the profound insights you had there. And here's yet another book. So what prompted you now to write this one?
Well, of course, I was immediately prompted because of what was happening with COVID. But I also need to say that I had done some study of natural disasters previous to this. And what I wanted to convey to people is this. There are so many pastors out there who say, trust God in the midst of this. Well, yes, exactly, we trust God. But they give the impression that if you trust God, everything is going to turn out okay. You're going to get your job back. You'll be able to pay your rent. God will keep you from getting sick. I want to help people to trust God in the midst of unanswered prayer, in the midst of difficulties, setbacks, and to go on trusting Him and help them to understand how He can be trusted, even if we humbly confess that we certainly do not know all of His ways and what He is about. So what I wanted to do is to increase people's faith, to help them to understand the goodness of God in the midst of this, confessing that I don't claim to be able to read God's diary and find out all of His purposes, but believing very deeply that even if we don't understand all of His purposes, His word is trustworthy. I think that that is so very, very important. Now, one other thing, and that is that there are false prophets out there. And I read about some of them, and they were saying, you know, the Lord revealed to me that this pandemic is going to be short. There's another false prophet who says, God has given me authority over this pandemic. And I need to also address those kinds of issues and to help them to understand that they don't have that kind of authority.
Oh, my. You really come right out the starting block with this, with your subtitle, because you're right. Everybody is saying something. Everyone has an opinion. What is this person saying? What is this news outlet saying? What are these people saying? But you boil it down to, what is God saying?
That's right. As a matter of fact, you know that that's the subtitle.
Yes.
What is God saying to us? And five of the chapters of this book, which is the main part of this book, are devoted to what God says.
Yes.
And I say in the intro that I have no private revelation. It's not as if God came to me and told me, like he did one false prophet, that this is going to be shorter than you think it is, or that I have authority over it, as I mentioned. With a Bible in one hand, mm-hmm. and COVID and natural disasters of earthquakes and plagues of locusts and mudslides and hurricanes that have been pounding this planet for centuries, with the Bible in one hand and the reality of what is happening in the other, that's the way in which I wrote this book. And the five chapters that have to do with what God is saying are really from his holy word.
Pastor, let me ask you this. You say, what is God saying? But many people today would say he isn't saying anything.
That's right.
In fact, God is silent, it seems. And you address this here. So can you just talk about that just a little bit, about the silence of God and how we should understand that?
That actually is the second chapter, as you well know, Larry. It's entitled The Silence of God, because I believe that the silence of God is the greatest mystery that you and I have to put up with. The fact that all of these terrible things can happen, how a tornado can come to our southern states or any of the states, blow people away, and destroy homes, take children and have them killed oftentimes, and the parents survive, or maybe the other way around, that is the greatest challenge to our faith. So actually, in that chapter, I asked the question, does God really care, or does God just say that he cares? I try to deal with this very realistically, because I know that there are a lot of skeptics out there. And by the way, I wrote this book that if you have a skeptic in your life, I hope that you give this book to them, because I deal with, even later on in the chapters, of how to answer somebody who is a skeptic, an atheist, who says, well, if that's the way God runs his world, I'm out of here. What is the best way that you can answer him? Mm-hmm. So that's the heart with which I wrote it. Now, in that chapter, I might say, and maybe I'm a little bit ahead of you here, Larry, that we need to see this in perspective, because although America has not been here before, the fact is that the world has been plagued by plagues and natural disasters and disease and pestilence since the beginning of time.
Yes. When I read that, a lot of what was suggested in the first couple of chapters is that we're in something that's completely new. We've never seen anything like this before. Yet, you give many examples of other pandemics and disasters and plagues and natural disasters. And so I was trying to balance that. And so can you help me understand, when you say this is new, yet we've always had these things, what's unique about this situation now?
I think that one of the unique things is that this pandemic was worldwide. I mean, I don't know of any other time in history when millions and millions of people were told to stay at home and to keep their doors closed in effect. So I think that that's unique. But the other thing, Larry, that I wanted to emphasize is that it's all very unique to us as Americans.
Yes.
But it's not been unique throughout church history. I love to tell this because I want people to see this in perspective.
Okay.
I think that is so important. The year is about 251 AD, and plagues are going throughout North Africa. And when I'm talking about plagues, I'm talking about 20% of the population of villages dying.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like COVID, you know, perhaps 1% of the people who have it die. I'm talking about huge percentages here. Mm-hmm. And Cyprian, who lived during that period of time, in effect said that Christianity would have never spread throughout North Africa were it not for these disasters, because Christians died differently than the pagans. Mm-hmm. You know, the Christians, they would have a funeral and they would rejoice. As a matter of fact, in the book, I quote Cyprian, who says, "Why should we weep over those who have gone ahead of us? You know, they are in a better place." And so the pagans said, "These Christians carry their dead as if in triumph. Where's all that hope coming from?"
Mm-hmm. The book is filled with so much historical references, and I was intrigued by that as I was just reading some of the historical references. But you make a point of talking about this earthquake in Lisbon, the one that occurred in 1735. Yeah. And so since we're talking about that, why would you include that discussion about the Lisbon earthquake in the context of what's going on in America in 2020?
You know, that is such a good question. Thank you so much for asking it, because I had a particular interest in the Lisbon earthquake for this reason. It divided Europe. On the one side, there were people who continued to believe in God. On the other hand, it spawned a lot of skepticism. But let our listeners try to understand the drama here, okay? It's All Saints' Day. The churches are filled with worshipers, 9:30 in the morning. And suddenly this terrible earthquake comes. And of course, they are in the churches and they are shrieking. And people from the outside ran into church thinking, surely if I'm in God's house, I'm going to be protected.
Yes.
And all of the churches basically were destroyed and the people destroyed. And as always, there's a difference of opinion as to how many people died. But, you know, the estimate is somewhere between 20 and 30,000 people. Mm-hmm. And this affected Europe greatly. And there are historians who believe that this earthquake in Lisbon may have been the impetus for the eventual secularism of Europe. Hmm. Because what happened is, when they began to discover that an earthquake happens because there's movement in the under the crust of the earth, you know, there are these plates, by then they began to figure that out. They said, well, we don't have to refer to God. This isn't an act of God. This is purely an act of nature. And by the way, in the next broadcast, Larry, we're going to be discussing that. Is this just nature or is it God?
Yes.
That's what's coming up. And the book that we're talking about is Pandemics, Plagues, and Natural Disasters. This book capsulates what I deeply believe about God's sovereignty, faith that we should have in His Word, and the fact that He can be trusted in the most trying and difficult times. If that weren't true, we wouldn't have any martyrs, would we, Larry?
Amen. That's right.
You know, because martyrs said, I don't have to hear a voice from heaven, but I'm cleaving to His Word. And I believe that His Word is trustworthy, even though I can't see, even though I look around and I don't know why God doesn't help me and deliver me. But I'm going to go on believing no matter what. So the title of the book is Pandemics, Plagues, and Natural Disasters. But the subtitle is very critical. What is God saying to us? 5 chapters on what God has to say. Now, next time, we're going to look at one of those chapters and we'll find out that God says, I am in charge. Trust me.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. That was Irwin Lutzer and Larry McCarthy with part one of Pandemics, Plagues, and Natural Disasters. Next time on Running to Win, part two. Pastor Lutzer's new book on pandemics, plagues, and natural disasters will be sent as our gift to you as you support Running to Win with your gift of any amount. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Or write to us at Running to Win, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Online, reach us at offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.